Bennett.
Here.
Burt.
Here.
Here.
Here. Okay, so we have minutes from the last meeting. Would I have a motion from anyone on the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from the last meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. So good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission for June the 19th. We're almost at summer, and it hasn't rained for 2 weeks, so it's kind of nice out. That's welcome this time of year. So looks like we've got quite a bit on the agenda tonight. If you have something to contribute, if you would go back to my right and your left at the podium and state your name and interest in the case, we'd be happy to hear from you. We review matters and recommend to the City Council planning and zoning matters, plats, replats, zoning, those kinds of things. So with that, we'll get rolling. Greg.
See if you get that. Okay, the PC's up. Mr. Chairman, my first case involves a rezoning of what is Outlot A of Tanglewood Terrace, first edition, and this is it outlined in green. You've got Middle Road right running up here, and then Tanglewood Drive right there. The area right here is traditional residential, primarily, and the petitioner is wishing to go to R3 zoning, which we've interpreted in the past to be within the guidelines of traditional residential, as long as we're talking duplexes or single family housing, not multifamily in this case. So he's petitioning to go R2 to R3. We already have some R3 here, got R4 zoning here, C1, R2, and then the rest is pretty much agriculture except for down here where it's A2. So there's a variety of different types of zoning classifications. If you go looking around the area, it's not like there's something that is written in stone, as it were here. This is the outlot as it was platted back in 1980, showing the dimensions, and there are various easements running through the southern portion of that outlot. This is the concept as proposed by the petitioner, and on aerial, let's see if we can. Oh, that cam's got to be. Might take a while for that to warm up, but what that essentially shows, if I can get that to come up on the overhead, is the very same thing here, except it'll show it with an aerial photo, and it'll show this overlay. Essentially, what you have is an entry right here, and then traffic dispatching up this way. Also, it's contemplated that right here we'll be looking at a connection in the future to Crow Creek Road, which will stub into this point, and then you'll see the filtering of traffic throughout. And this will come before you at a later date. See if we can get the aerial to. Nope. Now it's just this just shows essentially what you're going to be seeing when we go to the preliminary platting stage, and you'll see the variety of lots in here. Some of them being two-family type lots, and then single-family. So it's an interspersing that you'd expect to see in an R3 zoning classification. Staff, in looking at this proposal, recommends approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission? Seeing none. Just one, I guess, comment, Greg. You noted already this will come before us, but it does look like a lot of lots out of one access point at this point. And that Crow Creek potential, would that be through a third party property then?
I believe yes. Part of that, it's basically going to be something that will happen at a later date.
Okay. All right. Seeing no questions from the commission, is there anyone in the audience that would like to bring something before us in regard to this case? No. Well, seeing none, I would entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13-030, subject to staff recommendations.
A second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 13030. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Our next case involves the addition here of Century Heights 20th addition. You can see on the aerial, the green area designates the entirety of what was the preliminary plat or what is proposed. This is the first stage of that, and we would have a an eventual connection being made here and contemplated, and there's a design contemplated for a roundabout maybe here and then a various types of streets spanning off, but for at least the meantime, there's a condemnation proceeding going through the City Council regarding this area right here and then finding a connection point into this subdivision. The preliminary plat shows the area outlined in green here, which makes up this particular final plat. You have an outlot here, and you have drainage eventually down here into one of the Pigeon Creeks, the East Fork of Pigeon Creek. You have a means of entry here, and then contemplated right here. There will be two means of entry to get into this subdivision. Eventually, we're hoping to see that this will be completed. Hopewell would go all the way through to Criswell Street. However, we see a truncation eventually of 53rd Avenue within this area, which will be a turned into a local street transition from what is a collector or arterial into this area, which will be, it'll become a collector street as turned in terms of width, and then terminate somewhere in the southern regions of some other subdivisions that are contemplated. This is the plat right here demonstrating the number of lots, 48 of them, anticipated an outlot here for water storage, and then maybe later in the future, if at such time the owners of lot 17 would want to convey that lot, that could be turned potentially into additional housing area, but as for now it will remain as is. And here we have another outlot again designating an area where there is a waterway for the East Fork of Pigeon Creek. Staff in reviewing the proposal would recommend approval of the final plat. I would ask you, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
Yes, Greg, I do have one. It's just for my own education. It notes on the plat that you have outlots C and D have to be conveyed with 28 and 27, but yet 28 and 27, they don't own D and C. Is that right? I mean, I don't understand. Is
that might be, I don't know, I don't know what outlots C and D are even. I mean, you're saying that those are on here, but I think they're on potentially, I believe, the...
Well, it says here, lot 27 and 28 cannot be sold without the adjoining outlots C and D, respectively. So I'm just curious why...
Yeah, that condition, it must refer to something that may have been on the preliminary plat, not on this one, because none of these lots here are attached at all to any of the outlots on this plat.
That is where I'm reading it. It's on that.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to take that condition out then.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions from the commission?
May I?
Please.
Thank you. Greg, you talked about condemnation proceedings and access indirectly from 53rd. Do you have any sense of the timing of that, and could, maybe you can give us an update as to the status of it currently?
Last night, the City Council considered the condemnation proceeding, and at the same time, there's a simultaneous process taking place between the city and people who potentially want to develop that area. Mr. Connors right here has that, and I hope it will show up on the overhead. The green button.
Last night, the City Council voted to proceed with the condemnation process. Let's 53rd to get our perspective here. This is 53rd, currently stubs to this point and ends.
It's a little off the...
Move that up.
There you go.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Stubs to this point and ends. We already have 60 foot of right-of-way that extends to the south half of where 53rd is. This originally was intended years and years ago to be an arterial that went all the way over to Criswell Street. As we studied that, we found out that we would have a major bridge to go over Pigeon Creek, and that that really wasn't something that was going to be economically feasible. So it was decided in the 2003 TDS that maybe we take 53rd, loop it down, go down to Pearl Creek. We have since rethought that and thought that this actually, 53rd in this area, is going to act as a local street, and probably no need to go down to Crow Creek due to some real difficult topography issues. So we have talked to the property owner. We've talked to a couple of different developers that are working on this project, and there are a couple of different concepts. To protect the city's interest, the city council last night approved condemnation of this 52 foot to make the northerly connection into Century Heights 20th. And because 53rd currently is in the center of this 120 foot right of way, we were going to swing it down because now it's going to be a 31 foot street back to back. So we didn't have to seek significant additional right of way. So we have this little triangular piece that will take us from the existing 53rd, make the transition to get here. Aside from that, we've had several meetings with the property owner and some developers that have shown interest in this property. And this is another concept that they came up with. Here's, I don't know where this came from, but
53rd.
This is, here we go.
Yep. Yeah.
This is Judd Road over here. This is the Century Heights 20th edition.
Can you pull it down just a little bit more there, Bill?
I'm sorry?
Can you pull that
put
map
down,
down just
bit
a little bit?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
There.
There you go.
Very good. Some had thought it'd be nice to have a terminus to 53rd Avenue. So that would take place perhaps with this roundabout. That would keep people from following 53rd all the way to the east and finding out it doesn't go anywhere except into a residential neighborhood and turning around into folks' driveways. And then it would allow additional access to lots that would be contained in the Unity property. And it would allow, in some form, and we don't know if this is the final form or not, access to the settlement of Pigeon Creek to continue that subdivision. If you remember, settlement of Pigeon Creek exists basically from somewhere at this point, and just dead ends. So it would allow a secondary access into settlement of Pigeon Creek where there's currently only one. So this, I think, is what the property owner and the developers would prefer if this can't happen in a timely manner to keep the process rolling. Then we've got the condemnation that we can fall back on and get that secondary access. So that's where everything's at. All discussions with the developers and the property owner have been encouraging. They want to do something. They'd rather not have the straight L-shaped configuration that we're showing through condemnation, but we're protecting our interests also.
So this option that you have on the screen right now could happen without condemnation?
Yeah, yes it could.
And what would be the next steps that would have to happen in order for this to continue to move forward?
The property would need to be platted.
Okay, so this is for sure in all regards a better option.
From a staff level, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's nice to provide some sort of a terminus to 53rd eastbound.
So I heard you say it's protecting the city interests. It doesn't get bogged down with condemnation, and it can move forward.
And I think it gives possibly some better options to the adjoining property than if we were just to run 53rd through at this point that was originally contemplated.
That answers my question. Thank you.
Anything to add?
I don't believe so. You covered it pretty well. I think last night, Bill, you did also say that the Unity property has agreed to allow at least temporary access for construction vehicles and that type of thing in the meantime.
That's correct.
Right.
So maybe this is a procedural question then. So from a approval standpoint, when we look at it, I think we're talking about item three then on the recommendations and the subject two. Right-of-way acquisition, paving, engineering, cost sharing. Is that what we're discussing then relative to either condemnation or a worked-out agreement?
That is correct.
Okay, so when we go to approve that, does it matter from a procedural standpoint if we're talking about condemnation or acquisition? It's just generically stated as right-of-way acquisition?
Right, in whatever manner we're able to, or they're able to accomplish that,
okay,
that would be satisfactory.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? Nope, seeing none. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to comment in regard to this case? Okay, seeing none again, I guess I would entertain a motion then. Thank you, Bill.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we approve case 13-031, subject to the staff recommendations.
And that was also with the one modification that you
with,
had,
yeah.
In regard to the
modification
plat.
To the notes on the plat.
Plat, right. And do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve case 13031, subject to the mentioned corrections. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the next case on the agenda involves Haley Heights Edition, which can be approached coming up Middle Road, and then turn can be made into Hopewell Avenue. This is essentially the second phase of this particular area right here that we're looking at for the Haley Heights Editions. This is the preliminary plat, and this in the outline in green again shows the area that we're talking about referring to here now that will the portion of this overall development, again, access coming in from Hopewell, adjacent access through Arizona Drive from the adjoining subdivision, and then there's anticipation as this area below develops will be an access here as well. And you have the detention mainly flowing over into this basin that has already been underway as far as construction is concerned. Here we have the lots, 35 of them being shown all for single family development. Essentially, they're going to have the connection to Arizona Drive next door, and then Emily Road will continue further to the south. This will be looped over 57th Will from, I believe, Charlie Chase Lane, and then you'll get access again in from this area down here to 59th Avenue. Staff in reviewing this plat recommends approval, and that's with the conditions listed. I would ask, are there any questions?
I have one. Just maybe it's the phrasing in item four. You reference lots 1 to 3 shall be addressed from, and then 26 to 30 shall be addressed from. What are you referencing addressed from?
When you look at 59th Avenue, there's a point at which these lots, we're just trying to put someone on notice about where this street is going to change, and that's again for a post office reference.
Okay.
It's also sort of outlining here are the rules of the game of how we're going to address these streets.
Addressed. Imagine that.
Right.
Okay.
Because they're essentially in some of these subdivisions, almost every one of them, you're going to have a curve, and you're going to have a point which you do begin to break off who's going to be addressed off of what designation. So that's the reasoning behind that.
Okay.
Thank you for asking that question.
Well, I didn't address the ball. I wasn't quite following. So thank you for clarifying that. Anyone else in the commission? No. Anyone in the audience that would like to address us in regard to this case? You guys are all out there. Nobody's saying anything. I'm really beginning to wonder. So, okay. So, no comments from the audience. I'll entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case 13032 subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve case 13032 subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, this is a replatting right here that we have before us, and it's for Redeemer Lutheran Church. Essentially, this case involves an area of right-of-way that we obtained, or area property we obtained that is right-of-way that is out in this portion of the lot, and that was to make improvements here on Utica Ridge Road. This is the lot as it initially was when it was platted as Wartburg Zion First Edition. The orange area here designates where approximately the property is that we acquired from this existing subdivision. What we have in finality is this area right here, which designates again where this line, where the area is of the acquisition, and then the new boundaries for what is now Wartburg Zion Second Edition. And looking at this particular plat, staff recommends approval. With the conditions listed, I would ask, are there any questions?
So that's pretty simple. We're just replatting it for your strip right there.
Correct.
Okay. Any questions from the commission? I'm not surprised. Anyone in the audience on this one? I didn't think so either. Okay. I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 13035 subject to staff recommendations.
A second?
Second.
Motion and a second to approve case 13035 subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, the next issue we have before us involves Middle Road Plaza. It is an addition, I believe, going to be proceeding through at some point in the future, but the site plan that is within those boundaries of that Middle Road Plaza addition is what we're discussing tonight. And the area in white here shows primarily where that new addition will be and where the site plan will be taking, where you'll be considering that same area tonight. Lots 1, 2, and 3 of Middle Road Plaza, you've already seen this, and this will be going before City Council at a future date as part of this overall project. What we have here is a hotel that's anticipated with other types of retail out front, one building on Lot 1, another on Lot 2, and then here on Lot 3, we essentially have all this right here being the hotel site. These are the aerials of the existing structures with the hotel and then the restaurant out front. The means of entry here off of Middle Road, which will be maintained, this easement area will. This is a view looking toward the east, and this is a view looking toward the northwest of the existing area. And you do have circulation all the way around this building that comes around here and then goes back out, and that circulation is going to be maintained on this site plan. This is the landscape plan showing the area here. The requirements were met here as well as the area here of the hotel. And again, circulation being maintained around here, and also circulation around these areas right here. These are the elevations showing the hotel, how it will look upon completion. I believe the actual number of rooms in this hotel may be fewer than the existing, but you're going to have this be a four-story structure. And these are the elevations showing again the retail out front right here, and at more of an eye level right here at the hotel and back. Staff, in reviewing this proposal, recommends approval with the conditions listed in the report. I would ask, are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission at this point?
Looks like a great project.
Mm-hmm. And Greg, you said your parking count was going to be?
We looked at the parking count. I mean, the tree count was met. The parking count is based on a variety of factors regarding a potential restaurant in here, a place of assembly, and then the hotel. And then we looked at these as retail, trying to look at them as more intensive types of retail. The parking also will have cross access agreements, and I looked at that documentation today that is part of the plat, and I've been reviewing that, so that the parking will be shared between all three lots.
And how is water being handled on this site then?
We need to have a designation of where the water connection is. Right here, there's a partial that comes in here, and all we're asking for is to find where that may be stubbed in. I believe there's already water coming in here and here to these two buildings.
I'm meaning site.
You mean stormwater?
Stormwater, yes.
This is a pre-existing grandfathered condition. What has been done, though, is that unlike what you see presently, there are almost no intakes on site right now. If you were to drive out there, you probably maybe find two of them. What has, the engineer has done is tried to take and have more intakes here, and then to take that flow and then dissipate it out here. Currently, there's an issue here to some extent, so they're trying to dissipate that and trying to make a situation better of collecting more of that water and then dissipating it on discharge. It's a pre-existing condition, pretty much, just like Duck Creek Plaza was. There is no requirement because the building was done back in the 80s prior to our stormwater detention ordinance.
So even though this is a complete redevelopment, it's still grandfathered?
Still going to be grandfathered in. If you look at the site right now, it's pretty much all impervious surface.
Mm-hmm. And our other favorite items, the trash enclosure is where on this one? This is kind of small scale.
I believe right in this area you've got your trash enclosures right there.
And will that be for all three uses then?
I think, yeah, this being on this lot here and then this is located on this lot here. I believe it's for these two, if I'm not mistaken.
If they're split. Mr. Chairman, logistically, I think each building is going to have their own dumpster. So
okay,
we can address that at the time that they do their construction.
Okay. Any other questions, comments from the commission?
Just clarification. Easement to access this site is existing. That's not going to change at all.
No, it's already recorded at the courthouse, and it's essentially this area right here. And it's been in that state for 30 years, I believe.
And there's no reason to change it.
No.
And you mentioned there would be some meeting space in this new building.
I believe there would be, and I Mr. Connors might refresh my memory on where the meeting space, there's a point of assembly either here or it might be here. I'm trying to recall. I can't remember what.
I think you're right on both counts, and then they got some small, I think, meeting rooms along the back.
Okay. And still parking can accommodate that?
They're going to have 30 less rooms in this hotel, so they have more parking than is existing now. Like Greg says, it's a very complicated process to go through counting the number of beds, the number of rooms, the meeting rooms, to do the exact count on parking. Parking hasn't been an issue in the past, and they've provided more now with less rooms. We're anticipating that that's going to be adequate.
Okay, thank you.
Greg, I've just got a question about the drive-through on lot for lot two, that proposed building there. Is that running south to north or north to south?
I believe that it, you recall, Bill, I mean, I keep thinking that it takes this direction here and that you come around.
You're correct, and due to the complexity and the timing of this project, this is a little bit out of order. Mr. Rafferty, normally we're going to have the special use permit for the drive-through before it comes here. For financing and approval of the corporation that's going to approve the project, this move forward a little faster. So I was going to recommend that if you do approve the site development plan tonight, you do that subject to the special use permit for the drive-through.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the special use. I'm just a little bit concerned about the, how the traffic circulates, you know, if it exits on the north end of that. You have people coming in off of Middle Road. You have people maybe trying to enter or exit the gas station. It seems like it's very congested right there. And we may want to look at how we structure that exit so that maybe we put an island or something to define that traffic a little bit better.
Perhaps medians, something.
Something
that
of that nature. Yeah, you know, I was. If you were entering just on the north side and exiting on the south, I'd feel a little more comfortable about that, because at least you're not trying to cross traffic. But I mean, that's something that I would think you'd want to try to address right there.
We can work with the developer prior to going to the zoning board for a request of a special use permit and see if we can improve on that design.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else from the commission? Anyone in the audience with regard to this case? Okay, seeing none, I would entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move we approve case 13033, subject to staff recommendations and then also the requirement that the area be at the drive-thru be studied.
Okay, I'll second that. We have a motion and a second to approve case 13033, subject to staff recommendations with additional attention to the configuration of the drive-through. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Nice development.
Very nice.
We have, for your consideration, you already have the bike corridor plan, which you'll be considering later tonight, and something you'll be considering next month is the transportation plan. And what we have here is the visual of the thoroughfare plan, last updated 1988. Wasn't really too easy to quite fit this, which is a very large document, and trying to compress it down, but essentially what this shows are your arterial streets, or some of the, of course, all of the minor streets in here, but essentially the right-of-way widths of each one of these streets running through here. And Mr. Connors has the transportation plan, but this is an element that you'll be seeing along with what he has to show, and I will hand the ball over to Mr. Connors.
Well, if you recall at the last meeting, we had a very good presentation from our consultant on the citywide trail corridor study, and it was a request of the commission that you have a month to review this before you make a recommendation to the city council. I didn't invite our consultants back tonight. I thought if that was necessary, we could do that at the next meeting. But are there any comments, concerns, or questions on the plan? Did everyone get a chance to at least review a portion of it? See what the layout and the concept involved?
Mm-hmm.
I like the concept that you're promoting, the overall concept of putting people on notice. Here's what we're planning to do. Here's the map. Here are the parameters so that people can plan accordingly. I think that's proactive way to approach it.
As time goes on, we learn and hopefully get a little smarter as a result of it. We did a Devil's Den Trails plan a year ago, and our consultant looked at both sides of Devil's Glen to see what obstacles might exist from topography or available right-of-way, utilities, those types of things, and that actually put the project behind because we didn't have a pre-plan that told us exactly where we should put this, either be on the east side or the west side. And as a result, there's probably a little bit more cost to that, too. And your point, Ms. Kapler, that we're putting the neighbors on notice that, This is the plan. You got your chance to comment on it. We did have public meetings on this, and it gives the city council a little guidance in the future, especially when they're putting together the CIP. There are cost estimates for each of these segments in there. So, and it was, as was explained by our consultants at the last meeting, this is, to their knowledge, a very unique plan. Nobody has put anything together like this in the past. So, hopefully we'll learn from this and can do more of this type of a thing in the future.
I would second that, Ann. It's great planning. Planning's a great thing, so. And that's quite a book you've got there.
Yes. We did not pay by the pound.
Or the inch. Yeah. Any other comments from the
commission? I would like to just have a question, maybe a comment. It is a great plan. I think it was well put together. So, again, congratulations on that. The question that I have is, I didn't see anything in there that says when you need to implement certain parts. It's just basically a facilities plan, but there it doesn't really say, you know, if we have so many people from point A need to go to point B, then we'll put in this part of the plan. Is there any intention to do any of that?
Well, that's usually decided during the comprehensive city council visioning, before they put together the community improvement project budget. As you all know, needs change from year to year, and our CIP changes from year to year. We have things unexpectedly to happen, so we have to shift things from one place to the other. So that wasn't one thing that we talked about putting into the plan, because we feel that that's more of a city council decision, but your thought is very good.
Thank you. I think that's valid, that the you know, we're here to plan and try to say this is what we think the community needs, and I think they need something like this. So I think it's a good thing to have that out there. I was just thinking, is there any way that we can provide some guidance as to when we think these items may be needed? But you're right, the city council is probably the right place for that to happen. So. Thank you.
So I guess what staff's asking for tonight, are you ready to make a recommendation to the city council as to whether they should review this and adopt it?
I think we are.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to abstain on this one.
Yes, ma'am, understood. Okay. So, subject to one abstention, we are ready to make a recommendation. How should we phrase that? The Plan and Zone Commission, I guess is my motion. I would move that we're calling this a case.
It
is a case number. We will call it case 13034, that we support this recommendation to proceed to the city council.
It's 13028, actually.
Oh, what have I got? 34.
Trail study.
Trail study. I'm missing that one then. Sorry.
That's not on the electronic.
Go back to my agenda. 13028. I stand corrected. Do I have a second on that
motion?
I'll
second that.
All right. We have a motion and a second, and all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Approved. Did we have another one on
that? Just to consider the upcoming transportation plan, and I believe there's a website link right here for those who are interested, and they can look at that material under the area which is outlined in blue. If they want to go to that site, the public can take a look at that and reference the materials for the transportation plan.
Yeah, we're going to do this a little different than we did the trails plan. We brought the consultant in on the front end to discuss the trails plan. This, we're going to give you a month to kind of review the Bettendorf transportation plan, and we'll have our consultant here to present at the next Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Transportation plan, of course, you know, is a component of our comprehensive plan.
of which we are putting together the RFP to put out to consultants so we can start on that after the new budget year after July 1. So, but components of the transportation plan, basically streets and highways, river crossings, rail, transit, air, waterways, sidewalks, trails and bike lanes. Subcomponents of that are, of course, our bike lane and off-street trail plan, our TDS for the Pigeon Creek area that was done back in 2003, and then our TDS for the I-80 Middle Road area that was put together last year in 2012. So take a look at it, and if you have any questions, prepare those for our consultant at the next meeting, because they'll
be great
to address you and answer any questions you may have.
But basically, you're giving us homework.
More homework.
Sorry.
It never
should
ends.
Be summer vacation.
You're never free of homework. And then we're down to commission update.
And I don't have my notes with me, so if I could, Mr. Chairman, all of the stuff that you recommended that the council approve at the last meeting has gone through the process, and they have made at least the initial approval, first readings.
Great. Okay.
That's all I have.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, I would call us adjourned.
Great. Thank you.
Yep. We have a comment in the back. Sorry.
I wonder if I could address the council.
Sure, please.
Great. Does this work?
Yep.
Can you hear me all right?
You're on.
Great. See, my name is Joe Van Horst, and perhaps I didn't understand this right tonight, that you approved the request for the rezoning for the Windham, or is it Advanced Homes, or
on the west side of Middle Road?
Yes,
there? Yes, we did.
Now, could you explain to me how they're going to get into that? Where will the entrance be?
Okay, Greg. Greg's going to pull it up. There we go. And this is a concept plan at this point, correct, Greg?
Correct.
So, Joe, this is the area that was rezoned, and the plat that you're looking at is a concept, by no means
okay.
a final plat.
It's not a final plan, then?
No, sir.
Okay. What concerns me here is for the last probably 10 years, Van Horst Development, or Van Horst the family, owned the property where the old Middle Road was at. And in the process of straightening out the road or relocating it or whatever, there's some ground that was vacated. And from what I understand, and I've got this from friends who are more knowledgeable than I am, that any ground that's not used for the road or after the road is completed goes back to the original family. And I've heard rumors throughout the last 10 years that Advance Homes was going to get the ground for a dollar. Then I heard they're going to get it for a 99-year lease or whatever. But I don't actually know for certain what is going to happen there, but I think before you do any consideration as far as approving the request or whatever for the rezoning, you might want to do some research into that. And I have no objections to Advanced Homes development there or whatever, but what I do have concern with is that ground belongs to the Van Horsts, and for the city to essentially, you know, I don't know if they do it behind closed doors or where they do this operation, but I hear this through the grapevine, you know, and I've got a lot of people that keep me posted on city politics or whatever, and I'm not a politician. I don't follow politics that close, but I'm also paying close attention to what's going on. And I think for the city to do this sort of stuff, you know, with the interest of the developer and no concern for the family that previously owned the ground is wrong. And all I ask that you do is pay attention to what's going on, because I think it's important that we get that ground back, and what's fair is fair, you know. And I don't think that developer or whoever, I don't know the people, I don't know them, I've never met them, to my knowledge, I've never been really introduced to them. They're probably decent people, no doubt about it. But if they want to be decent people, then let's be fair with the ground, you know, let's pay for it. Just don't hand it over to them, for, you know, just free gratis. That's not going to work.
I don't know the situation, Joe, but I think Bill's going to give us some insight into that.
Okay. Many of you that have lived here for
number of years realized the old alignment of Middle Road was somewhere here.
Right.
Farther to the west. New alignment of Middle Road moved to the east due for visibility reasons, proper location of the bridge, number of things. There has been no talk of the city giving up that right-of-way, and if you travel that area regularly, you know that we have both overhead and underground utilities that run right down this side of that city right-of-way. So for us to think that we could give that up, it would create really kind of a hardship on utility companies to get in there and service the utilities and take care of that. It's our right-of-way. The developer has every right to come in and put a street perpendicular through that for access to his right-of-way. We can't deny access. And I understand Mr. Van Horst's concerns, and if we were to try to sell it, I think Attorney Stone may be able to shed some light on that. Not that we've even had that discussion yet, but I'll yield to the city attorney.
Well, if the city were ever to vacate right-of-way or sell it, there the code does require a public hearing and all of that procedure before we would ever be able to do that. So, Mr. Van Horst, I think you would be informed as well as everyone if that were the city's intentions. It's my understanding at this point that there has not been any discussion about that or that it's foreseeable in the near future at any point.
Well, I would appreciate it when you do further work with this road issue or whatever, that you would include me in the process, because so far everything I've been hearing about this has been behind my back, you know. The rumors, maybe they're just rumors, I don't know. But, you know, one issue's or one stated it was going to be sold to Advance Homes for a dollar. Now, and that came from a city official. And then another, yes, it did, Bill. And
it didn't come from me.
No, it didn't come from Bill. No, that's for certain. And not Greg either. That I won't mention the name, but if you'd like to talk to me after hours or whatever, I'd be glad to tell you. But it wasn't Greg or Bill. I respect those two guys a lot. They've been honest with me all through the years, and they're one of the only two that I do consider honest down here. Now I'm thinking maybe the new mayor's a decent man, and I'm thinking also that the director of public works is a decent people, but or a decent person. But I've been treated real bad in the past, and I don't continue to do that. I don't want that to happen anymore. And like I say, when you go ahead with these processes, getting this ground transferred or whatever, I want to be included in that. I don't want to have anything done behind closed doors, because this has gone on for a long time. This is 10 years now, and I would think by now that should have been figured out. You know, if this was in the private sector, that kind of stuff would never happen. You know, you just couldn't drag stuff out like that. I'll ask that you be upfront and honest with me about this, because if this continues like it has been, you know, where favoritism goes to the developer or anybody that's got a lot of clout and the rest of the people get stepped on, I just want this as public record that everybody knows. Thank you.
And just a point of order, I guess, for council. Joe, do you own property adjacent to that subject ground now? Because the typical process would be for notice to adjacent owners, I would think, and publication. You're requesting something. I want to make sure that would be doable in our process the way it's set up today.
Mr. Van Horst owns property outlined in the red, Mr. Chairman.
Across Middle Road there?
Yes.
Okay. So would he be in the typical notice boundary then if something were?
Yes, he would.
Okay.
And I'm not just speaking for myself, I'm speaking for the family. I've been the only one in the family that's stepped to the plate so far. And the reason I know a lot about it is because I've been involved with the city over the years. When my property was condemned for the road improvement or whatever, that affected me greatly. And when that road got moved over, it was moved over for a reason. Now, there's going to be a lot of denials about that this says it's not the case, but that was for the advantage of the developer, that he's going to have more frontage. And by moving that road over, that certainly helped him out. And if you have just a modicum of intelligence, you'll know what I mean, because that ground was essentially a vertical cliff along the old road. But when the road got moved, that changed everything. That's a whole new ballgame for the developer. He's a big winner there, and I'm not. So I think, to be fair, when things proceed with this deal, and it will, because he wants to develop there, I know that, I think I should be included in the process.
Sounds like you will be, given that you're within a radius of what would typically be public notice or direct notice, and it's typically published as well. So we should have you covered, Joe.
Thank you.
Appreciate the comment.
I just ask a question, but this piece that we're looking at right now is not affected by, I mean, the road is, essentially we moved it closer to this spot, right? The part that would be vacated would be across Middle Road from this, is that right?
Well, but there again, we're not looking at vacating anything. Like I said, we need it for utility access. There are a number of reasons. And the only improvement that's shown on this plan is that access drive-in, which, in my opinion, we have every right to grant because it's through our right-of-way.
So there is a sliver of road, sliver of land, that is between this plat or this concept and Middle Road that the city owns.
Well, you can call it a sliver of ground. We own all the right-of-way, both sides of Middle Road from property line to property line. I think what Mr. Van Horst is referring to is, and I this is what he's told me, I don't know if it's the law or not, that his family originally gave the right-of-way to the city for the construction of Middle Road many, many years ago. And he believes that if we're going to vacate or sell any portion of that, that his family should get first shot at it. So.
Okay. Somebody else wants to talk.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm representing my parents. They couldn't be here tonight, but they live at 4550 Middle Road. I'm Julie Ackerman, and they're Scott and Diana Ackerman. They had a quick question in regards to the sewer hookup and where that will be for their home. They weren't sure. I missed the first 3 minutes of the meeting, so I don't know if that was discussed, but they're going to have to hook into that. I want to know if it will be close enough to them to do that or what the situation will be.
May I, Mr. Chairman?
Please. I can't answer that one myself.
Julie, this is just a concept plan here that's given to us, so the Planning and Zoning Commission can get some ideas for what they're approving a rezoning for.
Okay.
I don't know how far along any intense design has been by the consultant, but we'll have a preliminary platting process and a final platting process that will follow this up.
Okay.
And if we do know that answer to that question, I can call the consultant tomorrow. I can give you a call and let you know.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. I do have another question just looking at this. Is that going to be the only access road into that subdivision, or will there eventually be another one? That's the only one that's...
There is contemplated at the future, and we don't know how far in the future that is, the extension of Pearl Creek Road.
Okay.
And that's, you know, that's going to require some discussions with the property owner to the south of that,
mm-hmm.
on the west side of Middle Road, and also the property owner to the north of this subdivision, to the west of Middle Road. So that's something that's contemplated for the future. What we don't want to do is cut off access.
Okay.
We want to provide for that as best we can. And if you see on their concept plat, they have provided right here right away for the continuous of Pearl Creek Road if that were to go through.
As it grows, the subdivision grows. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys are really throwing me because we had this all through the meeting and now we're done, but you're coming up. But let's go.
My name's Chad Miller. My address is 4340 Tanglewood Road. Just to kind of follow up on that, too. We're kind of in this bad spot on 53rd, you know, with going back after the subdivision's been platted, trying to get right-of-way and road. You know, if this was contemplated R1 and it was 60 homes instead of 109, maybe one access to do, should they maybe get right-of-way for that other access point before you approve it for R2 and R3, so densely populated? Because the other thing you have to remember, too, is this dead-end road up there goes into Annie Schroeder's field, and someday that'll be homes, which, I don't know, that's 20 acres up there. I mean, I don't know how many, and that's another, I mean, I don't know, I'm just... wondering if maybe you should get all the right-of-way lined up before you approve such a dense residential product. But we're glad to have the house over there. Hopefully, they'll have some kids. But so we're not opposed to that. Just trying to help you guys think ahead.
Bill?
Again, we're rezoning. We're not at the platting stage. So there have been discussions that maybe we're going to approach some property owners about Crow Creek moving forward. But as most of you know, somebody's going to come in and plat 20, 30 lots in the first edition. They're not going to come in and put the infrastructure in for the entire subdivision at one time. So this is the start. The rezoning is the start of a continuing process.
Okay, thank you, Bill. I think we're done. All right, thank you, everyone.